the winner of the MX1 qualifying race, Antonio Cairoli. Antonio, we saw you really good start, but then we saw you that maybe that you had some problems or something because you were overtaken by Max, but then you were back. So tell us what happened in that qualifying heat.
No, actually, it was I had a good start, I tried to the first lap. I was trying to push to pull away a little bit, but then I hear some strange noises from the bike, and I didn't want to DNF it, so I just slowed down for a few laps, and Max was right behind me already, and I just let him by, and just to try to see to figure it out what was the problem, and. In the end, it seems that the bike was working again pretty good, and I tried to make again to make my rhythm and make some good laps, and in the end take the win, and it's good for me, also for Italy. You know, we are third again on Saturday, so hopefully tomorrow we will stay in the same position, or who knows, maybe top five is also good.
Exactly. Yeah, we've seen Davide Guarnieri, especially just riding at the riding at the top. So, have you been able to talk to them, or have you talked to Thomas Traversini? So, what's the strategy for tomorrow? I guess that, you know, be positive and do well also tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, we are a little bit sad about what happened with Lupino, that he have some small injury yesterday on the go-kart race. He'd been overtaken by Butron, so, and I hurt his thumb, and it's pretty, he was putting a lot of effort on this race, and he's not for sure as a big sand rider, but he was looking forward, and today he struggled a little bit, and tomorrow he will make some injection, and hopefully he will pull the pin a little bit and try to make it better, and Guarnieri is always at the nation, he makes such a great results. So who knows, this track is gnarly for sure, tomorrow even more, and I think the experience it helps you a lot, and I will do my best to win all my race where I'm riding on, so we'll see then.
We've seen the Americans racing. What do you think that it can happen tomorrow? I mean, we've seen Ryan having problems in the first heat, Blake did quite well, but then also in the third race, Justin had also some, well, he got a crash, then he got disqualified. So what do you think? Obviously, the race is tomorrow.
Before talking about America, for sure there is a more, I think, stronger team on this moment, like Germany, but they are riding really, really well, and Holland also, but I think America have such a great riders that tomorrow they will figure it out, and they will fight for the win, so I think for them it was not easy, you know, this track is not what they ride often, so maybe never they ride on this track, so, you know, it's but you never know, because they are big talents, all of them, and for sure tomorrow they will put the head down and fight for the victory.
Thank you, Antonio. Any questions for Antonio Cairoli, winner of the MX1 qualifying heat? So thank you very much, Antonio. Now I will pass the word to Ken Roxon, winner of the MX2 qualifying heat here, and obviously Germany is at the top, so tell us, first of all, how was the race out there?
Of course, it's great for Germany. Max did a really good race, finishing second, and then I did the best I can. I started off in second place, but I could pass Glenn right away, so, you know, I felt good at that point. But overall in the race, I think the track is a lot different than how it used to be in practice. And anyway, I had fun, but we have some small changes we'll do on the bike because I was not 100%. Hello? Oh, yeah. There you go. I was not 100% happy, so we'll definitely do some changes for tomorrow. And also, good job to Marcus. You know, it's a good 8th place. I didn't really know if we only need 2 results or 3. So, you know, I was really going crazy in that Red Bull station, so he can get, you know, he gets a good spot too. But overall, you know, we have pole position for tomorrow, I think. And I mean, it's only Saturday, you know, you got to take it easy, but it's always good to have a good Saturday, you know, clear your mind and be happy to, you know, go happy to bed tonight.
Yesterday we mentioned here in the press conference that you have one of the strongest teams with you, Max, and Marcus could do well also. Were you surprised to finish at the top in the qualifying?
I'm surprised, you know, everybody, all the good teams, they're hoping for the best. So there's lots of teams they can do that. So on one side, of course, a little bit surprised that we actually are, but I knew that we have a good team. And you know, for tomorrow, all we need is, you know, consistency and, you know, lots of, like I said, lots of good teams. And for Team America today, they will definitely be there tomorrow. There's no doubt. You know, it's always hard in the beginning, but they saw the day where it's at, and I think they'll definitely pick it up tomorrow. And like I said, it's only Saturday, so a lot of people will probably go like, "Oh, Team USA, no good," but they will definitely be there tomorrow.
Thank you, Ken. Any question from Ken Droxton, winner of the MX2 qualifying heat? So thank you very much, Ken. And now I pass the word to Jeffrey Herlings. Jeffrey, congratulations, first of all, for your victory. But tell us what happened at the start, because we saw you had some problems at the gate or in the first corner, but then all of a sudden you were fourth. So just tell us what happened.
Well, I was some guys next to me, and I thought they wanted to leave, and then at that point I didn't know what to do, and then I thought the gate was going to crash because I seen something moving, but I was so close that I hit the gate, and then, yeah, I was... Yeah, somewhere last, and then I came back to the lead pretty quick, I think in 7-8 minutes. So, but I was really struggling with arm pump, and it's really weird because I never have that. So, it's a weird situation. Also, I was struggling a little bit with the bike, especially with the suspension, and yeah, it's tough. You don't really know what to do because tomorrow is a race, and you don't have a plan B. So it's not easy, but still looking forward to tomorrow, and hope to make it happen individually, and hopefully as a team we can be on the, if we're really lucky, we can be maybe the third spot on the podium. If we're top five, I'm really happy already too.
Exactly. We've seen your teammates doing quite well. Have you been able to talk to them also, especially with Mark De Ruwe, who was just racing at the top five positions today?
Yeah, I haven't seen them because Glenn just raced in front of me, and also Mark. So I didn't have time to see them yet, but I'm really proud of what they did, especially Mark. I didn't thought he would do so good. He'd been in third spot for a long time. And then Glenn, I think a few laps before then, he was still in third, and then he made a crash or something, and he obviously got sixth or seventh, but I think I can be proud on the rest of my team. And well, I wasn't riding good at all, but I still won that moto, so we qualified, I think, fourth for tomorrow, so it's way better than the previous years.
Excellent, Jeffrey, thank you very much. Any question from Jeffrey Herlings, winner of the open class qualifying heat? Yes, Adam?
Jeffrey, you were following Justin for a while, and then he kind of caught with you for a little bit. What did you think?
Well, I started off with a whole shot, and I started off that last, and I think I closed up the gap really quick. I think it was just five laps or something until I was in this really well. But I think I was stronger, but even though I still was struggling, it was nice to race against him because I just seen him on TV and seen him doing some wild stuff on the bike. And it was awesome racing with him. Unfortunately, he crashed the lap after I passed him, but looking forward to tomorrow to hopefully race him again.
Any other question from Jeffrey Herlings?